Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spoz Podcast. I had planned to do another podcast last week, but as Neil Young once said, and I just Googled, the devil fools with the best laid plans, and I got sick. Nonetheless, play my theme song! Come on, guys! Wow, that was loud in my headphones. Welcome to the Spoz Podcast. I might be deaf now also. When I record the podcast, I throw a bunch of like settings on it so people can hear it. And I realize now they got tweaked somewhere in there. And as of this episode, they should be a little better with the help of my friend John Wyman. Shout out to John and shout out to Kevin Billingsley, who's helped me in the past. Definitely consult some dope engineers regarding your podcasts. So, I have the flu. I've had the flu. I know I sound great. I look okay, but I've got the flu. I know this because I went to the doctor's the other day with my daughter Ivy, who also has the flu. And now my daughter Lily has the flu as well because I've infected them with the flu just by being in the same house as them. I know it's the flu because our twins don't have the flu, and they got the flu shot. So here I am. I'm letting you know that you need to pause this podcast or keep listening to it on headphones and go get the flu shot. I never got the flu shot because I was like, man, whatever. Why am I going to infect myself with the flu so I can not get the flu? Blah, 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 blah. Shut the fuck up. Go get the flu shot. You don't want this, man. I've had a fever. I literally could not get warm. I was under every blanket. I was under my Grammy blanket, the warmest blanket I own that my Grammy made for me. Rest in peace. The Grammy blanket. I'm under a comforter. I'm under other various warm Paw Patrol colored blankets we have in our house. Couldn't get warm. Check my temperature. 102, 101. And then occasionally, I'm fine. So let me go about my, you know, no, sucks, fucking sucks. I've had this cough. I actually just removed a planet of phlegm from my throat this morning. Sorry for the visual. And so now I have less of a cough than I've had, but damn, this shit sucks. I've been completely out of commission. I've watched the entire series of Ghost Rider three times on Apple TV Plus, which I highly recommend. Great show, especially if you have kids. I've watched a lot of Sports Center. I've just watched way too much TV. I've slept. I've been to bed at like 8 o'clock, which is awful. 8 o'clock. How does anybody get anything done going to bed at 8 o'clock? It's been terrible. It's been fucking terrible. So everybody, go get your flu shot. Stop being a loser. I'm drinking my Health Aid kombucha right now to nurse myself back to here. Listen, what I love about kombucha, though, I just got to say is, you know, I've already had this open, but like I twisted the cover back on. Listen to what it sounds like when I untwist it. Oh, you hear that little satisfying. Oh, that's how you know the carbonation and the bucha is still calm. Sorry, I just had to drink it. This shit is necessary. Ginger lemon is my favorite because it's the most disgusting one. It's like the most feels the healthiest. I've had the flu. It's been terrible and I don't recommend it. So my podcast I wanted to do last Thursday didn't happen. The podcast I intended to do tomorrow with some other people, I've now postponed. So I'll be doing that next week. I just didn't want to infect them. I emailed them this morning. I was like, look, guys, I am toast. I'm going to need to postpone this another week. I don't want to infect you with this debacle. And it really just is like, see, man, it's bad. The worst is I got my kids sick. Feels terrible as a parent when you get your kids sick. It's like, oh, now I got to keep you. You know, they're the priority, so it's like I'm sacrificing my recovery to keep them. I'm giving my, you know, I gave Lily the Grammy blanket. I don't even have the Grammy blanket anymore. Jesus. And so you know, really took me off my game for the past week, really took being healthy for granted. And I will not be doing that going further. I just can't wait to be healthy again. Hopefully later this week I will be back to normal and can proceed my new plan to do many podcasts throughout the week, including a couple guests I got coming on now next week, not this week. So be on the lookout. The big couple things have happened in my, you know, I will say I've been eating. Not only have I been eating, I've had like pregnant woman ass cravings. Like I'm not like I had Chinese food last night. Like I'm not averse to eating anything. Everything I still want to eat everything. There's this restaurant in Sanford called the Chilean. They don't sponsor this pot. I don't have a sponsor, but the Chilean, I needed it the other day. I needed the empanadas with the honey, with the sweet honey dip. I needed the empanadas. So I said to my wife, I was like, I'm going to, she got home from school, you know, and I'd been home all day with Ivy, sick, dying. And I was like, I got to get out of the house. I was like, I'm going to Shaw's. So I was going to Shaw's to get some more medicine and cough drops and shit. And I immediately, when I was in the driveway, I was like, called the Chilean, ordered the empanadas. I needed them. I've been thinking about them all day. And so I got home and I was like, I got empanadas. And I ate them. They were as glorious as I was. So the food has been fine. But I have these like cravings. Like I also want cinnamon rolls. Currently I want cinnamon rolls. I don't know why. I haven't wanted a cinnamon roll in years, but I need it. Okay. I'm done with the sickness. I'm moving on. There's other topics. I've still been aware of society. I've still been peripherally aware of what's going on in the world as I've been dying. And the big thing today is that Tyler, the Creator, threw a festival and the surprise guest was Drake, and the snob loser fans booed Drake off the stage because they wanted Frank Ocean. We want Frank! They're chanting, we want Frank, and they booed Drake off the stage. You know when I want Frank Ocean? When I want to go to sleep. Frank Ocean is so boring. I would not ever want to be at a Frank Ocean concert. Don't get me wrong. I've listened to a lot of Frank Ocean. I've listened to Channel Orange. I really liked. I really liked the Nostalgia Ultra. You know, Blonde I listened to a few times. And I even did a little bit of the Dissect podcast about Blonde. But come on. Frank Ocean is so boring. Are you really that like Drake is an emotional artist, but are you really that emotional that you're trying to be in public hearing Frank Ocean? Come on. I mean, and no offense to whatever anybody else likes, but this is literally a direct comparison. This is a crowd voting. It's a crowd voting. Do you want Drake or do you want Frank Ocean? And let's just be honest. You can act like Frank Ocean's a superior artist in your emotional fantasy world. But I mean, Drake has the catalog of the Beatles, of Michael Jackson, of Bob Marley, you name it. At this point, Fleetwood Mac or something. It's like, you name hit for hit, Drake is up there with literally the biggest artist of all time. Frank Ocean has zero hits. Zero hits. Maybe the song with Migos, the like Calvin Harris song. I don't know. I am bewildered by this news story about Drake versus Frank Ocean. What a bunch of entitled dickwads chanting at a festival that you got a surprise bonus artist and it wasn't good enough for you. It wasn't good enough for you. What a bunch of miserable fucks. Losers, man. I'm just like, I was so disappointed in society by this story today. So shout out to Tyler, the Creator, for putting on a festival, which is not easy in itself. Shout out to him for bringing literally maybe the biggest artist on earth, Drake. And shout out to all these loser little bitches and their shit parents for chanting, we want Frank. Not that their parents were there. Their parents raised these people. It's like when people are met, it's like kids aren't shitty in school because of teachers or the educational system. Kids are shitty in school because of their shitty ass parents. It's like, these are who these kids are. They were raised this way by shit people who survived somehow to be old enough to create new shit people. Baffling. Baffling. Moving on. Gordon Hayward injured himself in the game against the Spurs and the Celtics. So Gordon Hayward injures his hand. Obviously, there's a lot of history with Gordon Hayward getting injured, potentially derailed two Celtics championship seasons by getting injured, injuring his ankle 2 years ago, gruesomely, in the worst moment of my sports life. And then now he's injured his hand in this freak fucking... It's like every... Gordon, I was thinking about it the other day. I never want to say it or tweet about it because I don't want to, like... invite the juju of this possibility. But I was like, man, Gordon Hayward's one play away from some weird, and here it is. Here's the fucking injury. Hand broke his hand. I hope he's okay. Allegedly, I saw this story. I saw Jay King say that it might be, pardon me, I got the flu. I saw it might be like comparable to Aaron Baines' injury last year, which was like 4 to 6 weeks, so that would be nice. I will say this time around for Gordon Hayward injuries, the first time he got injured, you know, it was the first game of the season. We just got Kyrie. You know, we just got Jason Tatum, too. We just drafted Jason Tatum. So it was very hard to see what the future was going to hold for the Celtics. They did rattle off, I think, 19 wins in a row after that, or 17 wins or something. But this time around, I will say the Celtics team is much deeper and much stronger. So I think, you know, with a healthy Kemba Walker, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, and the Rooks, Time Lord, you know, I feel like we're pretty strong and we can contend while Gordon gets healthy. So get healthy, Gordon. Celtics off to a great start. ESPN said we were the third best team in the power rankings. Even though the Lakers and the Clippers have both lost two games, and we've lost one. So, what the fuck? Celtics are the best team in the NBA. Suck a dick. That's my professional assessment of that. Continuing with sports briefly, I just want to give a shout-out to my boys, the Watford Hornets, who finally, it is November... It's November. The season started in August. The Premier League season started in August. It took till November, but we have delivered a win. We've delivered a win. Yes, it was against the worst team in the Premier League, Norwich. No, it wasn't pretty. It was poorly coached. I mean, we played with 10 men because our, you know, somebody got a yellow card, then he got another yellow card. He's out of the game. But we got the W. This was beautiful, beautiful thing. We are still in the bottom three. A lot of work to do to not get relegated. But I will say, since I became a fan of the Watford Hornets 3 years ago, when me and Channing went to, shout out to goddamn Chan, when Channing made me go to a Premier League game out in England and I fell in love. Since I became a fan of the Watford Hornets, we've had a pretty charmed existence. I mean, we went to the FA Cup final last year, spent a lot of the early season last year in the top five. We were undefeated. We won five games in a row, I think, to start the season last year. I think this season is a little more standard fare for the Watford fan. I think we're a long-suffering fan base, and I deserve to suffer along with the rest of the Watford fans to truly deserve to be a Watford fan like the rest of these lifers. So I welcome the lows as well as the highs, and I am ready to ride or die with Watford for life, even if that means into the championship next year. I don't even know if I can watch. I will say it's very confusing that the lower league of English soccer is called the championship. Can we just establish that makes no sense? Should not the top league be called the championship? And the lower league could be called the Premier League or whatever? You know, it's like, what? I don't know. Makes no sense. But I just want to thank Watford for bringing me a brief moment of joy amid dying on the couch. Very appreciated. Come on, you Horns. Let's keep going. I would like to announce that my friend MC Lars is joining us at PDANC Christmas 6 this year. I'd like to announce that my friend Cam Groves will be doing a brief set at PDANC Christmas this year. I'd like to announce that my friend Ben's Been Dead will be joining us at PDANC Christmas this year. And my longtime friend Shane Rise will be joining us at PDANC Christmas this year, amongst others, some of which I may not tell you, some of which I will. I don't know. I'm just going to say get a ticket because it's going to be sick. And if you got any song requests, I'm really open to anything. Some people on Twitter have sent in some requests of songs they want to hear. If you're making the pilgrimage to PDANC Christmas up to Portland, Maine, December 14th at Aura, all ages, tickets on sale now. Tell me what you want to hear. I'm open to the whole catalog. I'm pretty sure I stand by every song I ever made as Spose, so they're all in consideration. So if there's a song you want to hear we don't normally play, let me know. Send me a tweet. Send me a little doot-doot. Send me a little blah-blah-blah. Let me know, and I'll consider it. We smoked it all four, came out, had a record streaming week. I don't know what the fuck. Know what the fuck you guys were on last week, but I appreciate it. Stay on it. Keep smoking it because smoked it all four, did some big numbers, which is huge for me and Cam, and just, you know, further reattesting. Is that a word? Further attesting? Further attests. That we're dope and that, you know, the fans are here for us and have supported us for years and years. So super dope to still be here 10 years later and get that type of love. Spose and the Humans live in Denver. If you can't make it to PDANC Christmas, go stream that. Spose and the Humans live in Denver. It's an amazing show. It was an amazing. If you were there in Denver in July, you know it was amazing. We had a best time ever. I just said we had a best time ever. We had the best time ever. Mixed by John Wyman, so it fucking slaps. Can hear the crowd up in. I mean, it's great. It's a great show. Go check it. Great live album. And finally, Connecticut people, I'll be in your strangely rounded square-shaped state in New Haven playing with Chris Webby at Toad's Place Black Friday. So if you're a Spose fan, please come through. I need you. Those Webby fans are ruthless. I need some homers. Come rep with me. It's going to be fun. But yeah, I just wanted to check in briefly to let you guys know it's been a rough week for me. And I just wanted to briefly touch in to let you know the plan remains. I will still be doing more Spose podcasts multiple times a week. I just got to recover a little bit because this has been a trying, miserable week for me. So everybody do well and go get the flu fucking shot. Here's a song from We Smoked It All Four. See you guys hopefully later this week. Let's go.
Figures, fiscal figures, family funded, wanted for more. I wasn't supposed to be the one with kids at 23. 150K tuition leave without receiving degree. I wasn't supposed to be the king of rap in my region, but immaculate speaking has brought me plaques and achievements. I wasn't supposed to be anything but reckless. White knights, flannels, checkered, and some check for depositing, plus a chicken on top of him who was Czechoslovakian. I wasn't supposed to go hard, was supposed to hold back. Command heat like Spolstra, was supposed to fail out, wasn't supposed to go black. I wasn't supposed to stack that cabot, switch tax brackets, master my reality like Black Sabbath, and still be here with blunts to amputate that make the heart rate raise like baseball in Tampa Bay. I wasn't supposed to be a fool like April 1st, five integers, the signature, the paperwork. I wasn't supposed to be this brilliant dude with millions of views. I was supposed to lose, but I chose.
I was supposed to be okay, I wasn't supposed to get out my way. I wasn't supposed to be the man, but I am. I said, no, to make me prove it again. I wasn't supposed to be okay. I wasn't supposed to get out my way. I wasn't supposed to be a man, but I am. I said, no, don't make me goof it again. Don't make me goof it again.
A quiet kid wasn't supposed to be loud, but I suppose that my mom is supposed to be proud. Wasn't supposed to ever rap and get paid, cause back in the day, you weren't supposed to be a rapper from May. Hey, not supposed to be, still living locally, but no better home for me than breathing in the ocean breeze. I'm supposed to just coast till I fail, and if I still chilled with certain folks, supposed to be jail. Yo, not supposed to pop off like a boy band. No soda, so I stay crushing like LaCroix cans. I suppose never chose to be great when dropping these jewels like I'm losing my vape pen. Wasn't supposed to fall in love, met Abby within minutes, gave up on my bachelor image. It wasn't even scary till the day I got buried. Wasn't supposed to get married, but I'll ask her in Venice. Yo, life's supposed to be painful and lonely. Wasn't supposed to have so many strangers that know me. Never listened to the fakes or the phonies who told me I wasn't supposed to ever aim for the nosebleeds.
I wasn't supposed to be okay. I wasn't supposed to get out my way. I wasn't supposed to be the man, but I am. I said, no, to make me prove it again. I wasn't supposed to be okay. I wasn't supposed to get out my way. I wasn't supposed to be the man, but I am. I said, no, to make me prove it again. Don't make me prove it again.
Nah.